sugi, so Shevazela get something that made worth going to it by going to the halacha lemaisa of semen testing and so on, see why the chumrah applies to that aveda. It's the logic from the lotion of the Gemara. Where are we up to? The Gemara, I think, it came along with Beis.
I think the
first summit, or the bottom of the first summit.
Towards the bottom, third wide line.
Yeah. I prepared something for today, too, for you people. Yehuda and Shmuel, I think, right?
Ksiv Hasum.
Yeah, about ten line one.
I believe the third
about
line.
12 lines from the bottom, I think. Up a little further up. Go. Rav Yehuda, Amalei Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Rav Yehuda and Shmuel have a Kaimei Ha'igo. The fourth of the broad lines down. It was standing on the roof of the shul, right? The name of the shul was the Shofar Yosef. Strange name, but that's what the name. The Shofar Yosef, so I saw already people want to say something about it. It's a shul that was destroyed and rebuilt. It must have been a famous occasion, a famous incident. So they gave it the name the Shofar Yosef. It's a shul in Nardor. Amalei Rav Yehuda and Shmuel, Tzorech Ani Lahashtin. Sometimes records things that don't seem to be really necessary in order to make their point. Nevertheless, whether it's a historical record or not, I can't say. But certainly, it's a pedagogic way of making sure you remember the halacha. Amalei Shinina, Echoz Bamoscho V'Hashen Lechutz. What was the problem? Since he's there on the roof, he's afraid that if he urinates, it'll leak down on the shul, and that's not nice. Therefore, by directing his male organ upward, you'll get the trajectory, and it won't wet the wall of the shul. You with me, people? So you might ask, hey, Chobit Hochi, Otanya Rav Lezer Omer, Kol Ochiz B'yam Oso Umashtin, Kilu Maybe, Mabal Olam, Amar Abaye, no. Here is really an important psychological fact that Chazal worked with. Namely, the things that have to do with Machshova, things that have to do with speech even. There are extenuating circumstances that grant you some sense of security or a sense of confidence. We have a concept of lo moram noso. The goy can be trusted if lying to you. It can't be trusted because there are asher pim di basho b'yiminu yimin shoke. But under certain circumstances, we can trust him. Where to lie may endanger his professional status. He's a chef, and you ask him to taste. Can you taste the taste of pork in here? A piece of chazal fell in. Want to know his bottle? the time was bottle or not. You have confidence he'll answer you quickly, because if he would answer you, no, I don't taste it, because he wants the Jew to eat pork, and then in the case you give it to someone else to taste, and you tell about the chef, this Uman, that's Umos, he has to be a chef, couldn't have tasted it, say, well, I'm not going to go and order anything from him if he can't have a sensitive palate where he tastes things. That's so with all Moram. Here too, the concepts there that Chazal share, where we, because of circumstance, the halacha changes. This nun is like a boleshes. It is like a invading army, invading bandits, maybe, you know, but the army. So an advanced corps of the army. This nan boleshes shenichnas eir bishas shalom. They came in and they just quartered in town, and they're not under attack. Then chovius psuchos asuros stumos mutoros. Any wine barrel that were opened, were afraid that they went and they were menasich from that yayin, so it's yayin esach. But bishas mulchama, we don't worry about it. Elub elum mutoros. What? They're engaged with the enemy. You think they're going to break now and they do some kind of ritual, or a religious ritual in which they're menasach yayin lavodazor? No. Their mind is preoccupied with staying alive. Therefore, they don't get involved in now, right now, doing a religious service. Therefore, we can assume that they did not do anything that would ask for the wine. Meaning, not they have no time, they don't take much time. They are not free. They don't have the freedom, the peace of mind necessary to make nisuch. Alma, what? Even the biyuise, because they are fearful of their life, they're afraid, they're engaged with the enemy. Lo osel insuchi. Hochanami alas, apply that principle here too. What? We're afraid that maybe he will have sexual thoughts and therefore be motzezera, right? Kivan de beisi, since he's afraid. Lo osel lehuri. Was he afraid? So, what's the fear? Hochamai biyususa ike? Iboy seimo biyususa delailo de ikro. He's standing on the top of a roof late at night. It's not a time when he's worried about anything else except staying alive. He shouldn't fall off the roof. Therefore, he's not conscious that he suddenly will have sexual thoughts. He is with his Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah Talmud of Shmuel, Rabbi Yudah Ash Shmuel. In the presence of his Rebbe, he doesn't have bad thoughts. He is with his Rebbe. Oh, you're dealing with a tzaddik. He won't have such thoughts. Be boy is Ema, right? Ema so de mori elei, right? The fear of the Rabbeinu Shleilam on him. Meaning we said that before, right? He b'susu de shchina. No, but here it's an addition thing. This man is different. How is this man different? The Kori Shmuel Alei Ein Zeh Yiludisha. Shmuel would say about his Tam Rav Yudah, he is not born of woman. He came from heaven. So what he happened here, very, very important halacha, right? And that is the variability in applying the halacha. So you have a plain individual would be also to do that, but because he's a big tzaddik, he's allowed to do that. That's not the way you usually apply the relationship between tzidkus and halacha. Usually the tzaddik is more machmir, has greater chumras. Here, because he's such a great tzaddik, he has less of a chumras.
There's a similar gemara in Kiddushin about the Isra Yichud.
About what?
Isra Yichud.
Sorry?
Isra Yichud.
Yichud.
Yeah.
Boyis Hema. If you want, I'll give you a simple explanation. Not allowing, no special allowances for a tzaddik, no special allowances there because of the circumstance. But he didn't do, he observed the halacha. The issue was not to hold on to the male organ. And he didn't hold on to the male organ in order to direct the flow of urine, right? The boy same up, you want? No suyhoyo. I'm sorry, he didn't think that one. Also, it didn't apply to him because he was married. It only applies to someone who's not married. That's a, that would be a machlokas. Now, whether this isu of lechos b'amoso, whether it is applies to everybody or only to an unmarried person, right? The Omar Rav Nachman im hoye nosi muto, right? The boy same ki ho orally. No, here's how he paskin from him. The Tony Abba Marida Rav Nachman Binyam Bachia Abba Messiah bebeis milmata. Oh, he didn't touch his male organ, but merely lifted the male organ by raising the scrotum. The boy same or ki ho orally. No, he told the Omar Rav Abu Amar Yochanan Gvul yesh meatora olamato muto meatora olamalos. I even on the male organ depends where you hold it, right? Which is malos? Rasha says malos is sad haguf. But to hold it at the very tip, there it's mutar. Okay, you with us? Omar Rav, Amakash Asma Ladaas Yebinodi. The Lema also. The Komagara Yitzhora and Avshay. So, well, it's a kasha. I haven't seen how to fit this in. I mean, Mo is asking, why do you say Yevinodri, right? Why don't you say it's also because he is letting the Yitzhora get the best of him? Rabbi Yoma Nikra Varyon. Chikainum Noso Yitzhora. Why is it an avera? It's a balavera. He didn't do an avera. Assuming this is not the avera, it per se is not an avera. So what's the avera? Yeah. The avera is shekach benoso sheitzahore. It's the first step in the yitzahore's attack on you. Omer lo asei kach, mocham al asei kach, mocham al asei lech avod avodis gechovin, v'holech v'oved. Let's see. What is it? Slippery slope in ethics. If you do this little aveira, you're on the slippery slope already. Ikad Amri, Amar Ravami, Karamevi, Asma, the Hero, Matiso, Rochitisha, Kalish Bochum, Ksiv Hoche, we want to get down to further down, we have something to say. Ve'yirami Hashem, Ksiv Osim, Kael Chofetz Reshato, Lo Yagur Choro. You will not yoguchah, meaning from gear to live with. Rama Rabbeloza by the siv yidechem domem maleu elu hamenafim biyad. What the domem maleu? Those who masturbate. Tonet ve'rabbi Shmuel lo sinof. That the cells are double. So sinof is lo tehei b'chor niyuf bein biyad bein beregel. Shouldn't stimulate yourself to be motzi zel avatola. That's the isul lo sinof. It's indeed a strange lotion in the Torah. What to refer? What you're referring to? To someone raping a woman? There, this mandama says no. It refers to this. That I told you. That explains the great chumrah that we're talking about. Tana rabbanon. Hagerim, Mamasach, Metinokos, Makmas, Mashiach. Listen carefully. Bishul Megedim Kid Rav Chelbo. Here we have that love-hate relationship that we have with Gedim. Right? A Gedim says, V'after Vesa Gedim. Right? But Koshin Gedim Yisrael Kisapachas. They're as bad as a skin affliction. Right. Now what is that? Why? So look at Rashi and look at Tosfos. Okay. That's got a, that's a, you see, this love-hate relationship that with Gedim. Dichsiv b'Gedim, v'nuva ha-ger aleihem, v'nispachu al beis Yaakov. Nispachu means an attitude, addendum, attitude. Loshon sapachas, ishakoshon l'yisol kisapachas. We take that word, nispachu, and we give it a twist, another meaning, referring to a skin condition. Shane, why? What's bad about that's a it's a negative. Why are we bad? The Rashi top of the Omer. Why? What's bad? What's bad about the Gerim? Shane b'kiyim b'mitzvos or maybe in puronios. The old Shema lemedim yischol mimaseim. Why they're Jews and they do bad things and God will punish. And here there's some implied, right? Daddy heard me pee Mori Hazokin. Yes, Omrim, that the reason for it is since Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevadu, then we are one nation. When they join our nation, we're responsible for their actions too. And since Kol Yisrael Arevim, right? But he says that pshat is wrong. Shalom Nesarvu Bishvil Agerim. We never took Arvus. This mitzvah of Arevus doesn't apply to Gedim. The Amrinah Mesech Tosota Nimtzoch Alechad Meyisrael Shesh Meyoselat V'shol Shalofim Tavkof Nun Berisor Shekolin Nisarvu Zeh Bazeh. Actually, we signed individual covenants with each other, right? Alma Lo Nisarvu Al Gedim. Since they list the number, right? That number is 600,000, 603,000. That's the number of Jews. I didn't take into account the number of Gedim. According to the Midrash, there were twice as many, or many times as many Gedim that joined Am Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right. So Tosfos had a kasha here. What Tosfos kasha? Who says you can't sign a covenant with more than one person? It's a one-to-one deal. Why can't I sign a covenant with 10 people? So the fact that they were gave them more than the Jews, so each Jew signed a covenant with 10 other Jews. Among them were the Gerim. Look at Tosfos. Mashamak sherashe lo choshe besota arevus de erev rav. Yeah. Shloma, that's only b'fish lo yoda cheshbonon. We didn't know, he couldn't say how many covenants they had to write. Mi'u b'mechilta omar, Erev Rav Hoye Kiflayim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, that there were 1,270,000 Gerim that joined the Jews. So therefore it could be that they do have a Revus, they signed a covenant with each one. Rim Forish, no, Lepichach Koshim, what's the reason, like Koshim Kiyosapachas, Shemeta'am Im B'Yisrael. Right, that's with an ayin, not tumor. What's Meta'am? Mix up, right? Hametame, v'hametame, v'hametase, hametame. Hametame, the dollar mem ayin, is mixes truma with chulin. I don't like you, so I go ahead and I take a gallon of truma wine and I pour it into your barrel. What are you complaining about? I gave you a matana. But actually, what you've done is you made all the wine into truma. It has to be sold at reduced prices to Kohanim. That's a Hezek Shein Oniko. So what's wrong with them getting mixed up with us? And the palm of Yuchasas. What does that mean?
This is something you have to make peace with.
Lafta Masager, Lafta Masager, very nice. But Michosim, they're not. It's unfortunately, it's like we say, yeah, oh, Lafta Masager, but it shouldn't happen to my family, right? Not in my backyard, you know, that's the attitude. It's such a Michosim, they're not. They're not Michosim. And Shechin is showing me, therefore, when you have that, you look in the beginning of Asor Yuchsin, see the Ran, and Asor Yuchsin discusses what Elio is going to do to make sure that we have the right Kohanim. He says he'll be there, and he will separate the false Kohanim from the good Kohanim. He says, but Mamzanat, he won't say Mamzanat. Kivon she nitmeu, that's with an ayin. Kivon nitmeu. Yeah, that he won't say. However, he says, if there's mashpocha miyucheses in Am Yisrael, and their son is dreizuch with a daughter with a son that Elio knows is not from miyuchesim, then he will tell them it's not for you. But otherwise not. Why? Because we have to preserve the Mishpacha Miucheses for Yisrael so Kodesh Bohu can be shown as Shechina Aleihem. Okay? That's it.
Tosos in Yevamos?
Yeah?
Tosos in Yevamos also.
Yes.
But he brings a positive day about this, about Shad.
Oh, more. I gave him, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you want to. What does he say there? He says, on the contrary,
right,
that because they gave him, the Medakdikim B'mitzvos Yosef, right? The God saved me from a Fum Ger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a Fum Ger, right? He makes us look sick. He's so Medakdik B'mitzvos that then Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look, a Ger who didn't have your background, and he's Medakdik B'mitzvos, why aren't you Medakdik B'mitzvos? So it turns out that the Ger is the cause of Kodesh Baruch Hu getting angry with us, therefore it's Kisapachas. I told you, that's why I refer to it as the love-hate relationship that we have with Geirim. But there was something else that mentioned the Gemara. Right? He said, HaGeirim v'amasachkim itinokos. So Geirim, I know what you mean, a Geir. Thank the Gemara. Bishrim a Geirim kid Rav Chelbo. Yom Rav Chelbo koshin Geirim Yisroel kisapachas. El amasachkim itinokos mahi. What do you mean? The word mesachken is just a loshon nekiya for molestation, that they molest the children, that they have what, indecent contact with them. My ilim a mishkum zocho. I mean, they actually what, they sexually exploit the children. Then b'nei skilin inu. The other day in the newspaper, in the New York Times, they had some reference to something in history where England sent off orphaned children to Australia and to Canada and to New Zealand to help populate and sent them, because they were neglected children in England, they had no parents. Sent them to there, they would get all the love and attention that they need. Now they report back on this historical event. Hundreds of thousands of children sent that way. And they right now, someone wrote, obviously took interviews, etc. How essentially the people there use them for sexual contact. Galach boasted that he had 100 times relations. He raped one boy 100 times. Yeah. That's a goyish chesed. Send people away to families who will protect them. They mistreated them, didn't feed them properly, etc. etc. Yeah. So that's what you mean. The Masachim Itinokos says that's chiyuv miso. What then? They didn't actually have sexual relations with them, but they used them for self-stimulation. That's a maybe Mabul Olam. Ella, and this now comes, turn the attention to you people. It's all your fault. Ella, the Nesivi Kitanos, the Lav Nosit Oli Dininu. We know from the halachas we've been learning that they married young girls before they were able to bear children. So years went by in which they didn't have children because the wives weren't fertile yet. No, that becomes a musa on you people. So what do you see? There's an isul to delay having children. Okay? At least delay having children can come about in two ways. You marry a woman who can't have children, right? Or you don't marry a woman, period. Right? Either way, you don't have children. So you're not quite sure that you people are going to marry someone less than 18 years old, 17 years old, who can have children. But the time is, why aren't you married yet? That's the big time. Okay. That's why also we had a few months ago a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael where Belzer or Satmar, I don't know, one of them, a 16-year-old boy from one family, Rebbe's family, was to marry a 14-year-old girl from another family, and the government protested, didn't allow the marriage to be, so they have to wait at least another half a year or so. But that too, I want you to know, it's hard for us to understand. But not to go back to the time of the Gemara, but in European communities, it was not unusual for girls to marry at 13, 14, 15. Years. The Labanos Eludinidu. So therefore what? Therefore, what's such a terrible thing they did? They didn't do the mitzvah pir v'rivium. No, it's more than that. They held back Mashiach. The Yom HaRab Yossi, Ein ben David bo ad sheichalo kol ha'neshamo shebeno, she'al kol ha'neshamo shebeguf. Until all the neshamos in the storehouse, in the storage place of the neshamos are used up. That's when Mashiach comes. She'nema ki ruach mefona yatov, u'neshamos ani osisi. I sometimes use that for, unfortunately, for Divrei Nechama, when a stillbirth woman in the ninth month, and suddenly the baby stops moving, and they take ultrasound, they see the baby is not alive, the heart isn't beating. Yeah. So it's all wasted. Well, of course, the same thing applies, God forbid, for a young child to die. It's a total waste. So Gemara says it's not a total waste. The child was Makarev Ragli Mashiach. Neshama came down. Maybe it's all the function it was assigned, just to be another Neshama to hurry the coming of Mashiach. To use up the Neshamos that are stored up that have to be brought down on earth yet. Here you have a strange, strange halacha. I don't know how to treat this. Is it really another example of machnisim lekipa that we discussed, where you can't kill the fellow because it doesn't fulfill the legalistic requirements for skila sefer hege v'chenek, so you put him into a cage. And you don't feed him, and then you feed him, and you give him water, and all that's also deraisa. Here you have another example that's hard to imagine that it was done only midrabbanan. Iboyeluhu. He says, "Banoshem tikotzeis." The expression is, someone who simulates himself, right, the hand should be cut off. And that's a good, that's an expression of disdain for his actions and so on and so forth. Is it literal? You've cut his hand off? Your Al Qaeda, whatever they are in power, they introduced Sharia law. What is it? Sharia law, right? And they say that's what they're doing. If someone is caught pickpocketing, they cut his hand off, and so on. Look here, we seem to have here such a case. Iboyulahu dina tanan or latusa tanan. What do you mean his hand should be cut off? Are you passing the shaila, cut his hand off? Or is it just a language of curse, a language of disdain? Tanan, dina, right? Or divdan, right? Again, Iboyulahu dina tanan or latusa tanan. Right? Dina tanan ki hoda ravune, kots yoda. You mean it's dina, that's halacha. That's what Rav Huna once did. He cut someone's hand off. Oh, Latusa Tanan, it was just a curse. Toshma, the sign that Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Yad la'omo tikotzeitz yodo al tiburo. He should cut his hand off while his hand is resting on his belly. Now, if you go ahead and you have a fellow with a big axe, and you cut off the guy's hand while the hand is resting on the belly, right?
More
than the hands. You're going to get a bellyache. Right? Omolo, halog cheso nifkas. If you do it that way, you're going to cut open his belly. Omalem, mutov tiboke cheso valyerin lebeer shachas. I amad b'shom adino tanan, that's the aloche, hainu de ambri halog cheso nifkas. Ele yamra tildusa tanan. What's the latusa? That's the curse. His belly should broke. It should split open. My case in the chas. Ella, my dinatan. What then? You really think that's halacha? You cut off his hand while resting on his belly, so that you cut the belly also. Lo sagi lo aval tiburo. Isn't enough punishment to cut his hand off when it's not resting on the belly? Halacha kama Rabbi Tarfon. Kalamachtes yodo lamata mitiburo tikotzis. That's where the belly came in. He says the belly is the boundary line, the belly button is the boundary line. Below that, you shouldn't fondle yourself. Omale Rabbi Tarfon, Yoshev lo kos bekeso lo yitleno. What if he's walking in the forest and a thorn enters his abdomen? He enters the belly. Then he can't take it off because you have to push to take the splinter out, to take the thorn out. Amalen lo, no, he's also. Falo kreso nifkas. If you leave it there, it's going to cause infection, etc. Amalen mutav tiboke kreso ir lebeer shachas. So I told you from the beginning, this piece of Gemara, it's hard to take it all literally. But from here, you can take that's where you get the attitude of chumra to this one avera. This avera of Atzar Lavatolo or of Hiru. The Hiru Avera, right? You see how Chazal treated with so much severity, and that's why, like that I handed you out, in the Egos, Shreel Zatzal wouldn't allow, even when it is necessary for infertility management, wouldn't allow obtaining semen through masturbation. You can take it, you can do it any other way. It's not Lebatola, right? So there are two separate halachas. One is halacha levatola. If you're involved in a constructive activity, like helping someone have a baby, then it's not called levatola. But there's a second, independent, a isur that stands by itself, lo sinaf biyad, that how you procure the semen, right? That is not acceptable to use the svara of, it's not levatola, that's not a heter on the Isur itself. Okay. That I thought I would expand the discussion in the next Mishnah. You want to take one and pass this around? Here's the one that has the symbols. as the singles is mine. The rest should be doubles. It should be both sides. Take a look. I did it this morning here. We got both sides done. Yeah. Okay.
Ayin reish dalet.
Ayin reish dalet. Where?
Well, because.
Oh, why? I mean, why? Why didn't?
No, because the page
yeah, didn't want. Didn't want to write. I figure. I try to figure out the word rad means earthquake. Rida Sadoma. It could be a typo, but sometimes when they has like
no,
you have.
No. It's 100% right because. I wasn't thinking because the next page started with I instead.
Yeah,
The next page should be ra'a.
Right.
But instead so, oh, it's ra'a. Ayin reish.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When I gave out this thing called our Mishnah, what is this halachic status of a cheresh b'zman hazeh? Okay. We see what it is. I need a contribution, some good thinking from you. But first, let's see what the halacha says, as it affects us. He said, "Kol hayara amar belivdo benoshim mishubachas." Okay, that's the sugya we're on. Shaila is, since you're worried about even pataros and certainly labala, right? What about how do you handle a woman who is mentally challenged? Hachareshes, vashoto, vasumo, oshenitzchu vadato. Okay, what? A deaf woman, a mentally challenged woman, a blind woman, or nitzchu vadato. Nitzchu vadato really means schizophrenic. And Yeshlahem Pikros Mesakno Sosam and Ochos Betrumah. If they have neighbors, friends who can make the bedikos for them, they make the bedikos for them. They do the gynecological examination. And then they can allow them to eat truma. Okay. Chareshes, what's wrong with a woman who's deaf? Why can't she make her own bedikos? Hareshes, iu tibdok lenafsho. Why doesn't she examine herself? Why do you need someone to examine her? What's the shaila? Are you equating a deaf woman with someone who's a shota or nitrofodaita? People, pay attention. Hey, why are you busy there with something else? Pay attention to this. Interesting things. Hareshus iotivik anafsha, Yisanya. There was a deaf woman in our neighborhood. Not only did she make her own bedikos, she was the posekes, she passed in shaylas for the whole community. She was a pekiyo in maras and ksomim. And for the Gemara, and that's the key halachic distinction. Hosom medaberes ve'eino shomas. She could speak, but couldn't hear. Hocho, when I say chareshes, right? I mean, ain't a madregas, ain't a shamas. Kidisnan, cheresh, a dibu chachom and bechomakom, a cheresh who's looked upon as less than normal is ain't a shamaya, ain't a madaber. Okay. That opens up that question. What about Bizman Azeh? What about Helen Keller?
Helen Keller was blind, so she was...
blind, deaf, right. And became functional somehow. Oh. Here you have a critical halacha. How could it be that a deaf person could speak?
She didn't used to be deaf.
Yeah?
She didn't used to be deaf. She grew into it.
That would be the simple shot. That she was born normal. And then lost hearing. But already had learned how to speak. And that's how most posts can possibly. Then we say Chareshes She'eino Medaberes. Right? It's because she never was able to hear. Chareshes Shemedaberes means because she was once okay, and she learned to speak, and then she became deaf. Okay? Which opens up the next question. What about Bizman Azeh, where we can take a child who is Chareshes Shemedaberes from birth, and make them functional? We teach them sign language. Does that change their halachic status? That's the shot. That's what I gave you from the Eagles. Take a look. On the Chesh. V'din cheresh v'chereshes b'zmaneinu shemelamdem osan lahavin kipitchim. Treat them like they come relatively normal. What's that? Is that change our halachic status?
Which page?
Okay. We'll follow me on that one. You got it?
It's
Chof Hei. On page 8. You got it upside down? Mm-hmm. Or do I have it upside down? Maybe the page is turned. It's Reish. Mm-hmm. Reish on top. Yeah. Okay. Reish Chof Hei. Why is the other page came there? Oh, because there's something else I've been separate that I had on the decos that I wanted to add to it. Okay? V'acheres v'cheshes b'zmanein ato. Shadei tachbulos melam moso shem mevinim kipikchim. Right? Shem is topic. Im yesh nismoch al b'dikas hasman. Shelo kid isim shukhanor kush sadigov sivches, where were we up to? Imeno shemas enem daberes, sichos pikros sivta gosam, nikrolem bestos, kleishiti enem utos the balayim. Umosik, de lo adifo mi piker shen ischares, sheesh lo din cheres lecholatoro kulo. Gabei Gitin, Gabei Chalitza, we don't allow a Cheresh who's Nischaresh, who was born not Cheresh. We don't allow him to give Gitin or Chalitza. He lacks, we'll soon try to define what he lacks. Well, certainly he lacks normalcy. Right? Ubachesh Shenisa Sacheresh, Kiva named Bezim Suvil Afrisho, Mistama Yechol Ismoch Abdigas Hasma. Right? But a cheresh married to a chereshes there, and therefore misame there's a takonas chachomim. If you allow them to get married, misame chachomim look the other way on something and allow them to live a normal life. You can't ask neighbors to come in and be bodikar every month to see when she stops menstruating. But if she's married to a hearing individual, right? This topic, this kabbana sujena bolo machakosa tchil de chura lo adiv mi bekeir shen ischarish rechimasi the sofik lo madino. Okay, now watch this. I underline, yeah, it's underlined for you. Hine lefi enias daiti achareshem af al pi shaldei tachbulu shenasu atav izmaneinu malam nosa yuchol ahovim ashidabu lehem ve'azbiru osam mikol mokol mehem v'dinei cheresh shepturim mimisos shein nismoch aleyem ko shein somch maksov. Mor says that a cheresh cannot give a get. He writes, I want to give a get to my wife. No, no good. Why? After Rav Kana, Amar Rav Gittin, Shebecheresh yochol daber b'toch haksav, kos v'nos v'get ishto, right? Mistaber shuk rak v'ksivo v'lo b'remozim, right? Af atom yosot. V'af haksivo, dafke v'pekeir shohoyo yochol lichto v'neschar ashach hazeh. That's the kind of one that the Rav talks about. He can, according to Rav Kana, he can testify by writing. But that's because he once was sighted, once was able to hear. Once he was pikeach, and now it's charesh. Abo becheresh mitchilo, sheloma b'remozim lichto v'asharotze. How did he learn how to write if he couldn't hear you? So you had to show him. You took a pencil, you held the hand, you showed him. That's called b'remozim. But he never heard instructions, right? ויכתוב לכך ששברתו שנופלו מערכה ביביוח פיקח שיביפו שייפו והאישתו מן התורו גם לידי לא יורו כלום שהכסיבו לידי עושה רק שלא יעשה מישהו פיקח וחשיבו זה חרש אבל הכסיבו אין עושה להח שמישהו חרש מעיקורו וחשיבו זה שטף ומחרוש ולא משעתו הוא בדיני פיקח. The ability to write according to Rav Kana is because he once he was able to hear. What is he trying to say? A whole new, so I can word it properly, I hope, a whole definition of humanhood. Just we spoke about humanhood of a fetus. No. Humanhood of an adult. I mean humanhood. I think this is the way to be basmul it. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a whole bunch of animals in this world. Because I don't want to sound derogatory about someone who's a Balmum. But only recently a parrot died. And people picked it up in the papers. They loaded up. The woman had worked with the parrot 14 years or 15 years. And the parrot was able to count, able pretty well to respond to many questions accurately all the time.
Alex, the African great parrot.
Huh?
Alex, the African great parrot.
Alex, right. So what? So such a parrot can give a gift to a wife? What does it make it? Makes for a human. You know, a human being is a human being, and a parrot is a parrot. I'm sure a chimpanzee, as we know from all the work that's been done with them, they can do many things that involve mental activity, some kind of discriminatory abilities that they have. Yeah, they learn to use tools, etc., etc. Yeah. But human, they're not. Humanhood is defined by giving a non-human, human qualities, not going to make them human. I think, unfortunately, a human who loses human qualities also loses his status. And we are identified among God's creatures as the bedabrim, as the speaking animal, the animal that can speak. One of the big problems that came up last year, they think they isolated the gene A4, F4, FOX4, that controls the ability to speak in man. And now they're doing a lot of crossing over of cerebral tissue from man to monkey, man to chimpanzee, in order to study the development of human tissue, which we can't do in a human being. So by putting it in, and they block the immune rejection, a lot of good stuff is coming out in the field. So someone posed a question already. What if you move a piece of brain that controls speech? I now have a chimpanzee that can talk. Say a shield. Can you talk into a minion? That makes him human. So these are way out. These are real discussions that you see in the biological literature. Yeah. That may be what the Hesbihir is. If someone is born without the ability to speak, because he has no ability to hear, and therefore he's born without that potential to be a medabrin, then he can't be granted all the status of a human being. Not a human being, you're killing your chayim misa, etc. But there is a certain level of humanity for which we allow edus, gerushin, etc., etc. That doesn't come some with being a member of the Homo sapiens. There's a level on that. And by this individual being born without that level, even though I can go ahead and teach him so that he seems to be able to do everything that a pikeach can do, but the fact is, so I taught the parrot how to do things that a human can do. He never had that status to be able to be considered for these halachas as a human being. It's a bad lashon. I don't like to use the lashonas. He's an odom choshev, even though he can't speak, even though he can't hear. Nevertheless, this is the halachic consequence. And that statement, that even though he can write, I mean, we taught him, and he writes and expresses his desires, his opinions in writing, there is no doubt that there's a lack that can't be corrected. And that lack is, maybe again to put it in more theological terms, Lo tov hayosa odem levado. God made man a social being. He made man a medaber. He also made him a social being. Inability to hear means you can't communicate, means you can't be part of a human society. Practice up a little bit. I don't know if a few people picked it up in your general reading. One of the big issues today in medical ethics, in pre-implantation diagnosis, where the deaf community is insisting that you do pre-implantation diagnosis to guarantee that the child will be deaf. It's hard to imagine. Why would a parent want to do that to a child? What they say is, we have a community. We learn to get along. I want him to be part of my community. And therefore, whatever chesronus we have, whatever midas we have, that's what we want to share with him. It's difficult to understand, but I can see people carry a gene for deafness wanting to select an embryo that's not going to be deaf, to give the child every advantage, right, of someone who is not deaf. No, they want parkel. Because their society, they say, is a good society too. And if my child will be able to hear, he will sooner or later leave my society and enter the outer world. We have an inner world that's good. That's part of, I think, the analysis here on this Chedesh. The Chedesh, yes, they have their society, but it's not our society. So therefore, the halachas were made for our society, not for that subset of society. I want to stop here for a second, a few minutes, and turn to another truth I struck in, because look at the next page. Reish Aleph has to do with the Gemara before. The top of the omelet. The Moa said, Kol yad hamar belidur beroshim mushubachas. So a lot of bedikas are good. Okay, that's the point. This little tshuva refers to it, and how it's written is very critical. Yeah.
Yes, can we switch the order? Can we discuss Thanksgiving for a couple minutes?
Yes, what?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, do I give out the Thanksgiving tshuva?
Yeah.
Okay, but let me finish this one. Thanksgiving tshuva, I gave it to you to give you a chance to see, because he's quoted widely on it. How he's quoted, I don't understand myself. Okay, but we'll talk in a minute. It is a critical tshuva, chovches, and a critical meaning, again, in hashkofa of a tshuva. Halacha has its hashkofa too. You go ahead, you learn, open up the page, Shani, kol ayar ababa lo b'shubachas, and Rashi says it applies not only for Tahos, it applies to Bala also. So it's good, right? It's good to look. In other words, Milso, the Efshel Adruri Mevadirim. It's always good if you have empiric evidence. You want to know, is she become a need or not? She has a chazoke, cheskas tala. So why does it cost you money? Let her make a bedikas. She wants to make bedikas, let her make bedikas. Right? So, Libo Nogfo, we said, no, immediately said it doesn't apply because she can make bedikas when her husband doesn't know about it. So let's see that attitude. Watch how this changes that attitude. Okay. Ancient She wants to use red toilet paper. She used red toilet paper. Why? Shivanikiyim, wouldn't be a good idea to tell her? You tell me she should make bedikus if she is a tzaddikus. At least when she wipes herself, she can take a look. For kinuach, why not take a look? Told me it's a milim. The more times I confirmed that she's not a nida. I you haven't underlined already. I underlined it for you. He sagelo babdiko shechibu lo bezayin anikiyim. Chazal said you make two bedikas a day. Plenty enough. It's enough what they said. But av shekor hayad hamar b'lidu b'nosh mishubachas. Right? Neither you'd give him a lot of olive, as we just learned. Neither the pshitish ain't zeb the base akisei achashos etzvachel. It doesn't apply after she took care of her bodily needs. Sha'at kshenesel also, even if we'll go and she'll find something and we'll say it's also, the rov hadvorim yerak midin sofik. And here, let me explain what he says it himself, but it's a little obtuse. It says the reason for a bedika is to add to the chazoka. That's the lumdus of it. Right? Chazoka has always in it a suffix. Right? Chazoka goes really, it's really like a robe. Right? Most times it's going to be this way. Right? It's really, every chazoka leans on robe for its mathematical accuracy. Right? And therefore, there's a mute. It could be not so. Comes a bedika and affirms it, oh, now it's badai. But if after the bedika, all you could say is, she'll be tomei misofik. Because I don't know, that kind of kinuach doesn't make a badai nida. It now makes a sofik whether she's a nida or not. So what have I gained by it? I have the cheskas taro, would he say, a little sofik? After this, I won't have a badai anyway. The purpose of making the bedika would be if I can get a badai out of it. So if she makes a real bedika bechurim bezdokim, then you get a vaday out of it. But if you can get a kinuach, then it's not clear. Where did it come from? Right? A kinuach. Maybe it's from the urinary tract. Maybe from this. So I only ask the misofik. Oh, we'll ask it, but only misofik. But it doesn't add to the vados of the thing. That's the fancy lomdus. So there's no purpose in it. No purpose, don't do it. You're not going to gain anything halachically by moving it from a Chazoka status to Avadai status. See, look, the next thing I underline. Lo shayach lasach lo yosem edin shekavu. Shu lechatchil lepamayim b'ho machas shachas vachas sabal beis hafrochus. Right? And then next thing I underline. Avo b'chol ofen, ein malas abdikus ele shenod edo b'boru. If it can give you a boru, then there's a value to a bedikah. Lokshilonu mizeh rak inyo sofik. Hu af la tur o machaber shekosu shapi mei svirosa amar balidu mishubachas but man hazeh einonu bikiim klal b'maros o machmir mafil b'mara ha-shavo v'azazor. That's also misofik, we're machmir on yellows. Shedimso shavi mamach timso yesu rak misofik. So that most of the colors you'll see at that time will also be most likely that range. The gamra chomo bi'almo, but I ain't mala the dibu b'dikos.
What's the cost of money to tell the woman you wipe yourself anyway? Take a look. No reason for it. There's a rational mind that functions all the time, right? You have to say why. It doesn't make any difference. Why not? Why not? It's not a way that you instruct others to do. Why not? If you know why, then you instruct them. Okay, it's a good idea. But that's not a good idea. No need to do that. Very, in the Hashkofa, a very interesting attitude in this group. Okay, now let's see about Thanksgiving. What to do with Thanksgiving? I don't know. You have enough. I kept a copy for myself on Thanksgiving. Most likely. Be a Thanksgiving thing. Is that the one that had this thing? That was? Yeah. This is a Thanksgiving one. Everyone have a copy of that? Okay. First, I gave you the quickie tshuva on Shin Chovod. We're talking about something not nice about social dancing, which once was not looked upon as improper for yeshivas who make their anniversary dinners to have a social dance dinner, because the rich people who supported the yeshiva, they wanted to do social dancing. And I remember attending after grace of yeshiva, my parents used to go to the dinner, my father was a yeshiva there, we would walk out as soon as they finished serving the main dish. The band started to play, and all the people got up and social dancing. Women weren't dressed exactly properly either. I told you, I mentioned to you, I attended a fancy dinner. I won't mention the name because it's on tape. And they were very, very wealthy people. And all the guests that they invited were all poor people. Not one could afford a whole dress. Either the top half or the bottom half. No one had a whole dress. It's very nice. And rich people, like poor people, it's very nice. We kiss it.
Does Rebbe have an extra on here?
Yeah. Okay, so there. Question was, bring a bit of b'meyei dehem, right? What's called b'meyei dehem, where you don't send presents, etc., etc. Okay. Then he has the question where I remember the child that came from was with the propriety of making a bar mitzvah or a chasana on New Year's Eve. That's where that was the shayla. It looked like you're celebrating, as she says. Yeah. The Dvar Lassos is a simple b'mei eichel anochim imu mitzad amin osam mamashu yo eid osu b'dina. Right? If it's Christmas Eve, not proper. Right? If, however, it's not a voluntary
It's compelled by the day of the mitzvah, Mila or Pidyon Aven. Then we don't, we disregard whether it's there, right? In lesser before Maras Hayin, Sudas HaMechevas. Abo Sudas Bar Mitzvah, which isn't really a mitzvah, Tov Litros Al Yom Acher. Baf Nisuin, you shouldn't get married on New Year's Eve. Yesh Likvor Lachatkir Al Yom Acher. Yom Rishon Mishona Shalem, that's New Year's Eve. Yom Rishon Mishona Shalem, the first day of the year. Right. Vechein, Thanksgiving. Ein Leso Midino. Abu Bal Nefesh Yeshon Lachmir. Whenever the Israel said this, and you know, that he does mean to Asa, he had the same language on Chol of Yisrael. I'll say it, it's on tape, so you'll hear it as many times as you want. Mashiach was makpid himself, he drank only Chol of Yisrael, so called. But he argued that all Chol of Yisrael, all Chol of America is Chol of Yisrael. Because the government controls it, or as he used to say, he didn't have that in Bixar. He says, I'm in the Catskill Mountains every summer, I never saw a camel. There are no, it's not possible. There are no, we have no Chol of Tomei in America, period. There are no source of Chol of Tomei. And I can tell you, when I was more in charge of the ordering to the biology department, we would order camel milk from nutritional biochemicals to do on electrophoresis, sort of chelate between the proteins of camel milk and cow milk, right, through the different, I think goat milk also, that, yeah. So for camel milk, you paid then 10 ml, you paid $5 for 10 ml. And nowadays, with some, it's $50, $100. Say, someone had a camel, he's going to go mix his camel milk in. And if yes, what? One camel mixed in with 6 million cows, no basis for an issue with America. Right? Yet he put in there also, Ubal Nefesh, Yachmir. And I can tell you, in his own house, there was one bottle of Chol of Yisrael that he drank, and all the whole family drank regular milk. Okay? And I asked him, that was one of the disadvantages he had for accepting me as a son-in-law. He didn't get away with anything. He was asked everything. That's to be my great advantage. I got answers. I asked him, so why do you do it? It's not even nice. The sons are growing up, but no, they drink regular milk. The answer was, in Russia, they milk camels. In Russia, you need Chol of Yisrael. He says, for 40 years of my life, I drank Chol of Yisrael. It could be that it's a Kabbalah. It has a lotion of a neder behind it. Therefore, I didn't want to change without being matan neder. And I didn't want to be matan neder. Why? Well, look at the morning sumdus, right? You see, that for not being matan neder, one of the Tanon was allowed to stay in Gan Eden. Okay. But that's you know, what he means here, Bal Nefesh Yeshlem Lahachmir. And suddenly, in the next sugar, he introduces an entirely different issue. Not is it, here he says, is it nice, is it like giving a dehem, is like giving kavod to their holidays, right? So and I tell you, this one I was actively involved with him. We decided Thanksgiving is not a religious holiday. No one has a concept of some ritual involved in Thanksgiving. It has to do with patriotism somehow, with the founding of America, with the pilgrims, with the Puritans, who knows if it's even true, the whole mindset there. And my shred in his mind had it. I can tell you, he held that their Masama, the story was that they had no food. Only food they had was turkeys. And since the only food they had was turkeys in those days, in that period, difficult period of starvation, therefore we honor the day by eating turkeys. Yeah. How the turkey got into the picture, nobody knows. Yeah. I know when I was growing up, families usually served the cover Thanksgiving. They served corn and chestnuts. Those were the macholim that were involved in Well, no one could afford a turkey. Who bought turkey? Think about it. Yeah. But so turkey came in part of American history. And Maitreya, you should know, there was no greater patriot of America than Maitreya. He was so thankful to America for the freedom that he had in America after being in communist Russia that you could say nothing negative about America. He wouldn't allow any bicogas, any criticism of America. And that's where he left it. Then came this thing about whether it's b'chukoseyim or not. And there it's way open. There's no way to understand the tshuva unless you concur with the reason of the tshuva. Namely, that Thanksgiving has a kind of a ritual holiday, religious underpinning to it, in which we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for his thankfulness, yeah, but it became like we also have, on Sukkot, we thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for water, for et cetera, et cetera. That's where he played around with whether there is any component of Thanksgiving which has in it a religious. I know for the first few years of my professional life, I was governed Great Neck. I organized the Great Neck Synagogue and the yeshiva there. And I remember, I didn't know what kind of bracha you make on it. I came the first Thanksgiving, and I got a visit from the Reformed rabbi to invite me to give the invocation. The invocation, I don't know what kind of bracha you make on invocations, but invocation where? In the church. Right, for me, that's what I have the joint, right, interdenominational service, right? And I was honored by giving the invocation. So I had to explain to him that I'm not interested in giving an invocation in your Reformed temple, let alone not in the church. Right? And number two, I'm not interested in giving invocations in the presence of a galach, and a Protestant minister, etc., etc. That's a no-no by us. Right? It took a long time. Became Rabbi Rudin, or Shalom. His son is the head of the interracial, interdenominational, something of the Reform movement. Very nice fellow. The father, Rabbi Rudin, was a big gentleman. When we organized the Orthodox synagogue in town, it was Achim Shal Pesach. The last 2 days of Pesach, we opened up on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. And we opened up above the Great Neck Cinema, a Great Neck movie house. On top there was a beauty parlor, and we had two rooms there. And I bought four boys from the Shir to make the minyan. That's how we saw it. Got only six people right here. The thing grew very fast because the conservative guy, Waxman, had 100-150 people who wouldn't daven with him upstairs. They had a so-called kosher minyan downstairs. As soon as we opened up, they all left and came to us, so that within the first few months, we ended up with 120-130 members. It's not my brilliance is, I know what kind of bracha you make on Rabbanus, and it just circumstance so worked out there. So yeah, their Thanksgiving seemed to take on an interdenominational thing. Since, we all have to say thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? So we'll all say it together. That's the question, right? And so something, I'll tell you how you feel. If you think of Thanksgiving just that as a religious holiday, then bada, it's also because who could say when they made a religious holiday. I was born in America. My grandmother was born in America, okay? I don't sense that. I don't sense that Thanksgiving has any kind of religious motif behind it. If in the course of time it grew up, and it is, if you think it is, then Hanami, you shouldn't participate. I said, this Thanksgiving I will be in Cleveland. I'm pretty sure that Telzer Yeshiva there has had some influence and not going to be any interdenominational services on Thanksgiving. Whether they'll serve turkey at the chasen, I don't know. I assume yes. If not turkey, at least cranberry sauce. That's a badai. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely great.